sheriff has made a mistake. Would you, no, 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 I want you to read, but I want you to read more. Would you read the first verse through the 11th verse instead of the 7th through the 11th? My bad. First 14, verse 1 through 11, instead of 7 through 11, 1 through 11. I don't think there are any real crazy names in there. If there are, oh well.
Jesus heals the man with dropsy. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of the leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. Just then, in front of him, there was a man who had dropsy. And Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to cure people on the Sabbath or not?" But they were silent. So Jesus took him and healed him and sent him away. Then he said to them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that has fallen into a well, will you not immediately pull it out on a Sabbath day?" And they could not reply to this. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
Thank you, Cheryl. So, it's been an interesting week. Truly interesting week this week. The sermon title is Attention Shoppers. And I want to ask those of you who have been through a profound loss at some time or another in your life, lost a loved one who was very close to you. I want to ask you to think back and remember an experience, if you can, right now. I want you to think back and remember after your loved one's passing, the first time you went into a grocery store. Can you remember that? The surreal experience of going back into mainstream living and everybody else is going about their business, worrying about a few pennies more for this or saving a few pennies on that. And here you were rattled to your very core. Remember how surreal that felt to be back out there? There's a little bit of that for all of us. There's a little bit of that for me sometimes when I go through a sort of experience like we did this week. Teresa and I were honored and privileged to have the opportunity to meet Dominic Calabrese, this tiny little baby born at 30 weeks. At 30 weeks, this child was born and had a lot of troubles, a lot of issues. And when we met him and were able to reach into the incubator and have him squeeze our little fingers, and occasionally he'd open his eyes and look at us, when we met him, it was a joy. But we could see that he had issues and he had troubles. And we could see that it wasn't going to be an easy road if he made it. And I remember going through Thanksgiving thinking of this little boy and thinking of his mom and dad, first-time parents, and how much they had to be thankful for and also how much they had to be scared to death. And then when he passed yesterday, and we received word that he had passed. The rest of the day was kind of surreal in that way. When you've been touched by a tragedy, or someone you care about is touched by such a tragedy, it's hard to deal with just ordinary life again and not see right through it. And so, on what typically is a weekend where I whine and complain, after being grateful on Thursday, of course, I always whine and complain about Black Friday and about the commercialization of Christmas. I had the opportunity to have a mirror held up to me and see just how ridiculous that is. Knowing that people who are sad and hurting would give anything to be joyous and out there running around in the crazy zoo and living life that way. And this reading reminds me of this too. Jesus talks about when you're invited to a banquet, not taking the place of honor, but of sitting low down, humbly. If you're supposed to be in a more honorable place, let the host come and move you to that place. Don't take it upon yourself to be on the highest ground. And that's what I often would do with the holiday season. I would grab that high ground of being pious and religious and faithful and all that. And I could look down on people who use Christmas as an excuse to buy presents and stuff and be generous and have exciting fun and say, "You just don't get it." Ho, 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 ho. And to see that what I'm supposed to do, what I'm really supposed to do, is say, "That's cool if that's what you want to do. That's okay if that's who you are. If that's what you're doing, do it well. I'm supposed to be humble and smile and wave and allow other people to observe Christmas the way they observe Christmas and not judge me for it. You know, allow other people to say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas, and not act like that's somehow the end of Western civilization as we know it. Because it's not. To not use a joyous holiday like Christmas as some way to make myself feel better than other people or more developed or more faithful. Because I'm not. I'm not. I'm just another Joe out there trying to make sense of the world, trying to hear what God has to say, and trying to take care of my family too. That's all we all are. And Jesus says quite clearly, remember that that's who you are. Remember that you're just another guest in this thing called life. Remember. Well, let's remember how he was born as we get ready to get ready. In a barn? What, were you born in a barn? Well, he is. To people who weren't rich or powerful. Remember how humble he started. And shouldn't we start that same way? Humbly. We should all be humble when we consider that God is a reality. God just is. No matter if we understand God or not. No matter if we think we have the right path or not. God is, and God loves, each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. From the person who took a can of pepper spray with them to Black Friday sales to see that they got, did you hear about that? Or the one last year who punched a Walmart greeter. Who would punch a Walmart greeter, right? You know, we're all just people on the path. And if some people choose to celebrate the birth of our Savior by getting as much stuff for their loved ones as they possibly can, if some people find joy in the chase of going out there and all that craziness and seeing all that excitement and hubbub and being a part of it, that's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. Now, my thoughts on Black Friday were colored from some time when I was in South Carolina and worked in retail for a while, and not just in retail, but women's shoes. And to Southern ladies, women's shoes are slightly below food, water, and clothing. They're not just shoes, they're a necessity and they're a statement of life. And it was crazy in a way that I didn't like. And inconvenient and messy and wild and exhausting. Kind of like my family gatherings. They're there's a lot of noise out there. And I'm beginning to realize at the ancient age of almost 50 that that noise is part of life. And sometimes it covers up things that are really important. And so when you are privileged to have a sacred moment, and sometimes it doesn't feel so privileged, but God makes it so, it's an opportunity to recognize that the silence is always there under that noise. It isn't eliminated, it's just covered up. It's still there, the sacred silence is still there. On aisle 14, with a major cleanup, and 14 people trying to get that one toy, the sacred silence is still there, and God is there, and love is there. Just as much as when we gather here, in this place. If we truly believe, as we're told as children, that God is everywhere, and I truly believe that, but then what I should be saying, what we should be saying, is simply, attention shoppers, God loves you, and so do I. Humbly take the lowest seat at the table. Let's not pretend that we're closer to the host than anybody else. It's like two blades of grass debating which one is closer to the sun. We're all here in this together. We are all God's children. Jesus came for every one of us and seemed to take the most delight in the ones we can say are the most unlovable. So, when you need a forklift to pick up your Sunday paper because of all the ads in it, so, when you rail about the fact that the Christmas commercials started before Halloween, so, when you hear story after story of people trampling each other for the latest gizmo, the best we should do is simply say, attention shoppers, God loves you, and so do I. Amen.